This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans will soon have to prove they are actively seeking work in order to keep their unemployment benefits. The state waived the requirement for the first few months of the pandemic because of the stay-at-home order. Labor Department spokeswoman Cher Harvin says it's time to reinstate the provision now that the economy is slowly reopening.
Once folks are now starting to return to work, we would reinstate that requirement at some point so that we can ensure the integrity of those benefits being paid.
Over the last 2 months, roughly 388,000 Coloradans filed unemployment claims, a record. El Paso County plans to open restaurants for in-person dining. It still has to be approved by state officials. Greg Howard of the Colorado Restaurant Association supports it.
As a business owner and operator and an industry leader, I know that we take this very seriously. The last thing we want to do is go backwards.
The plan would limit seating and require 6 feet between tables. Owners are encouraged to gather customer information for contact tracing in case of a COVID-19 outbreak linked to the restaurant. A federal appeals court has ruled that the State Department can deny a passport application that doesn't answer the gender question, but that officials exercise that power against an intersex person in an arbitrary manner. The court says the government should reconsider the application by Dana Zim of Fort Collins. 60 degrees in Denver, 59 in Vail, 75 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.